Six threw his blade and cut into a boar's belly. The boar's flesh parted like butter beneath the razor-sharp steel.
Man!
Six leapt back as squirming black horror spilled forth.
I think I'm gonna be sick.
Ryan raised his Sig Sauer. Doc peered at the ropey, viscous black masses of foot-long worms as they tried to crawl back into the boar's carcass.
Surpassingly peculiar.
I'm never eating pork again.
Monsieur Six, with utmost caution, a few more cuts, if you do not mind.
Six scowled, but he stepped around the boar, his knife slashing a leg, making a cut along the spine and opening the head from jowl to ear. Ryan took note of his artistry with the blade. Six stepped away from the pulsating carcass.
Parasites! Vileness! Valdor is clean! We should never have left. You see, we're too close to the river. This is Deathland's filth.
No, Monsieur Six. These are not parasites. Parasites feed off their host, and to their host's detriment. When the host is dead, parasites flee if they are able. They do not crawl back within. Can they be commensals? Commensals receive benefit from their host, but do no harm. And yet...
Ryan gazed at the slices Six had inflicted in the pork. The writhing black worms squirmed through the dead boar's muscles and squeezed around its bones and spine. Ryan had seen plenty of rotting corpses. Whatever was going on, the worms didn't appear to be feeding. There was almost some other kind of intent.
Doc, step away.
What? Oh, yes. Unknown infection, of course.
Doc took several prudent steps back, but continued his scientific musings. He pointed his sword stick at the writhing masses within the mutated hog.
Observe. No living creature could survive such a cataclysmic infestation unless somehow it derived some sort of benefit from it in return. This is neither parasitism nor commensalism. This must be symbiosis of some sort. I believe it must somehow work to... Oh, dear!
Doc leapt back adroitly as every visible worm in the dead boar's wounds contracted in unison. The swine corpse rolled over and lurched to its feet. The boar's eyes burst as horror pushed through its pupils. The thumb-thick worms in its eye sockets waved like feelers and stiffened like pointers at Doc. The boar's head swiveled in response, its tusks rasping against each other as its mouth fell open and its tongue lolled out. Ryan put 3 9mm hollow point rounds through the dead boar's head. The boar's skull broke apart, spewing broken lengths of black worm. The porcine behemoth staggered, but didn't fall. Fresh worms waved forth from the shattered cranium and snout, as if tasting the air. The boar corpse tottered toward the humans. Ryan holstered his Sig Sauer and spun the scout off of his shoulder. He flicked the bolt as he backed up.
Fire blast!
The entire 50-strong herd of giant, newly dead muty wild boars began rolling over and rising up.
JP, get to the lab. Load HE. Jack, get behind the wheel.
Right.
Run!
JB ran. Jack was already gone.
Forget the head! Take their wheels!
Oui, Ryan!